All right, we're going to call to order the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation meeting. It's Friday, September 13th at 8:14 a.m. We're here in McKinney, Texas. First, do we have any public comments on agenda items? All right. Next will be the consent items. We'll start off with number 24-1951, minutes of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation meeting, August 9th, 2024. Those are attached.
If everyone needs a minute to read over the minutes, that's fine. But I read through them and they looked accurate. So I'll put forth a motion to approve the minutes as written.
And second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Passes. All right, regular agenda items. We just have one. It's item number 24-1952. Consider, discuss, act on a request for qualifications for future affordable housing development utilizing public-private partnership with the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation. And that draft RFQ is attached. Crystal, do
yes,
you have any?
Yes, it is attached. And there's also an information sheet that will show up on the screen up here. For some reason, it did not make the packet. If you clicked on your link in your email, you would have seen it, but it is not in the printed packet. But this kind of just explains the RFQ a little bit, that this is an RFQ for future affordable housing development utilizing a public-private partnership with the HFC. It is for new construction multifamily development west of 75. So anybody that's submitting for new construction, we're going to want that development west of 75. Something new to this RFQ that we have not had in past RFQs is an acquisition rehab component, where we always have investors calling us and saying, let's go purchase these apartments. Let's buy these. And so they can submit if anybody would like to do an acquisition rehab for development that is 15 years plus, and that can be citywide. That does not have to be west of 75. Then it just goes on to talk about our section 394 allows the Housing Finance Corporation to do public-private partnerships to create affordable housing. The HFC will benefit from the development. You know, those fees will be negotiated by our partnership council. After the approval of this RFQ today, it will then go to City Council for their approval on Tuesday of next week. And then it will publish that weekend.
So, question, can you explain the emphasis for west of 75? Because we've already got so much going on east of 75.
Right. Okay. So, west of 75 is a high opportunity area in our census tracts. East of 75 are oversaturated. When you're looking at low-income tax credits,
okay,
when they're applying for the tax credits through the state, they get additional points if it's west of 75.
Okay. And how many proposals will be accepted? Is it, are we trying to select a single developer, or is this going to be multiple?
We will only select one.
Yeah.
Yes, this time around. And we tend to issue an RFQ about every 2 years. And our last development, which is Palladium, is currently under construction, as you guys see when you drive on Virginia. So once they kind of get to about this point and they get to the leasing stage is when we usually issue our next RFQ. So that's where we're currently at on issuing this one for our next development. Because depending on what type of deal they do, you know, if it's an acquisition rehab, obviously that'll be a quicker turnaround. Mm-hmm. But if you are doing new construction and it needs to be rezoned or anything like that, like the Independence, that deal from beginning to end was 5 years because of the rezoning and everything. So it's easily a 2 year project. So it's time to get the next one going. It will publish for the next 2 weeks after City Council approves it next week, and then we will start interviews. As you guys know, we did appoint a subcommittee last meeting. The subcommittee members did meet and reviewed this RFQ, and we discussed it and went over all of it. And then they will also be on the committee to help select the new developer that we work with. When this goes to council next week, City Council will approve two council members to be on that subcommittee as well.
Cool. What's the timeline like for the selection?
If all goes well, we will be back here November 8th to approve our developer.
Wow.
It really is a very tight process. Yeah. I mean, it was, we publish for the 2 weeks. We give them a week to get it back to us. The following week, the subcommittee is reviewing it. The next week, we're selecting, and then it's coming back here.
Have there been any developers put out feelers to say when is it going to be ready?
Always. Always.
And does the subcommittee review the statements of qualifications? And yes. So we do we look at them or no?
No.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas of if there's been anyone come up with a rehab project yet that they're waiting
yes.
on?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. We've had two reach out for those.
So they get about a week to respond?
If they don't see it till the last notice, yes.
Okay.
Other than that, there's really 3 weeks in there okay. from the first notice to the end. But I will send an email out to all the developers that have reached out to me, and they will know that it's already available. Mm-hmm. So they won't really be waiting.
They're
I don't think anybody's
going
to be surprised
it.
To see it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So is the thought if we get a small rehab project, is that all we'll do, or do you think we'll also look at doing a development as well, like a new development as well?
Well, with the rehab, we would still be a partner on it.
Okay.
We'd still be partnering on the deal. So it'd be the same type of project, it just mm-hmm. wouldn't be new construction. Mm-hmm.
So when the developers make the submittals, they're going to be closing a specific project?
Yes.
Okay. And then we're evaluating the merits of each project.
Right.
Is there one preferred over the other, like rehab and rebuild?
No, not really. I think it's an interesting that, you know, the ones that are already there, it's a quick turnover. You have the affordable units sooner. And then some of these developments, if they're purchasing property that's already been there for years that really need an update, and then it makes it affordable housing, which wasn't affordable housing before, that's a win. You know, that's definitely units on the ground quicker, but there's not a preference of one over the other. I'm all about whatever affordable units we can get.
Are there any sites that maybe the city would like to see really redeveloped because maybe they're kind of dilapidated or they're maybe starting to turn into kind of problem areas? Or
it'd be more trouble than it's worth to rehab it, you know?
Or
is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying, like, is there anything that we would really like to see rehabbed?
Oh.
You know, I think, not really. There's not a list. There's not a list that we have going on of rehabs, but you do look at some of those developments, which ones are coming up that are no longer going to be affordable, that they could sell them at open market now, mm-hmm. and to keep some of those from turning to market rate. I mean, those will always be good ones to be able to get and look at that list of who's coming up. Mm-hmm. But some of the ones that have reached out are older ones that have been here over 15 years that are not currently affordable housing that would turn to affordable housing.
Yeah, McKinney's a pretty new city, so
yeah.
It's not like, I know in like Beaver, Fort Worth, like there's some that kind of, once that apartment, big apartment complex starts to go downhill, the whole area starts to suffer.
Yeah, well, any of the ones off El Dorado.
Yeah.
Like Saxon Woods, Lakes of El Dorado, all of those are older apartments that were mm-hmm. built in 2000. So, I mean, they've all been here over 20 years.
How long is the Adriatica Village, just out of curiosity? How old is that? Do you know?
It was built after the 08 crash, I think, except for the tower.
Yeah, I wouldn't know the exact answer to that one.
And that was our mayor's baby, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
That's where my mom lives right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. A little bit of Croatia in our backyard.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it reminds her, my mom's Italian, it reminds her of Italy. So,
oh,
yeah, it's
that.
Very similar.
That's great.
All right, any other questions on the proposal?
Looking for a motion?
Looking for a motion to approve. It's out there.
I make a motion to approve the request, issuing the request of qualifications for future affordable housing development.
A second.
Awesome. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Any other comments on anything, Crystal or anyone? All right. A motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Passes. All right.